Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, and I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation, seriously, right? Because it's really the only way you get informed, you get engaged, you know what's going on. It would be nice, you know, and again, over the last few days, I've been hearing more and more people, you know, just spew in the party line. You know, I do it too, okay? The Inquisition is really a circus, right? And to a degree it is. But you don't want, know why it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Have a real clue as to why we say It's a real circus. Some of the things that they're saying that aren't true. Some of the things that they're saying where they're actually contradicting themselves. Have you guys heard that? I have on a regular basis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I mean, seriously, there is a lot of misinformation going on, about even from our side. There's a lot of misinformation going on out there on what's going on in the trials. Hearings, not trials. Listen to me. They're not trials. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of crazy stories. And, you know, some of the ones I choose to do, I know I make some of you crazy. I really don't care. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean so you get a little nuts. I could be doing stories all around, and we will. We'll deal a little bit with the hearings later on. I just don't want to do it out of the chute. All right? So work with me here. Some of you might be old enough to know about this. Some of you may not. I don't know. You guys remember who Jimmy Hoffa was? Huh? Probably one of the most powerful men in the mafia. They've been looking for his body for eons. I mean, seriously. They couldn't prove he was dead. Because there's no body. Nobody would say they saw him get killed. Well, nobody's going to say they saw him. One of the most powerful men because of his connection with the Teamsters. All right? I mean, if you didn't think unions were powerful, you need to do some homework. I'm not joking. Dead serious. And it seems now that what has happened is they may have found his grave, and they're looking for it. I mean, they've been looking for it, like I said, for decades. There's nothing new here. There's a fellow by the name of Frank Coppola, and, you know, he's been talking to a couple of reporters, and he's let the reporters know, you know, what's going on. So, on September 29th, it's not that long ago, they were looking at aerial photographs, and he said that There was a dump, a dump that now is a defunct dump. And they said, here's where my dad, he said, here's where my dad buried Jimmy Hoffa. Now, not to disparage my friends in New Jersey and New York and what have you, but if you know about the mafia back in the, you know, 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know there's nothing here that doesn't make sense. All right? He said as his dad's memories were sharpening, he said he was telling him where his dad told him where and how they buried Jimmy Hoffa. Now, if you think about that, I mean, back in the day, the way they did these things, they nobody, you know, they had friends at car wrecking places where they crushed the cars, right? So, if you remember Martin Scorsese's bad history film, The Irishman, right? They talked a lot about Jimmy Hoffa in that. And they talked about his disappearance. I think it was back in 75, in the summer of 75. And everybody's been looking for him forever. I mean, and the mafia doesn't give this stuff up easily, right? He was getting too powerful for them. That's why he's gone. That's why they had to get rid of him. But they actually point out where the dump was, or still part of it still is. And it was the Moscato's dump in Jersey City. It was 53 acres of nothing but toxic waste. And it was bordered by the Hackensack River. I mean, you know, really a real eco problem, right? The dump site was targeted for cleanup by the EPA. In the late 70s, early 80s, most of the land is now public park and wild refuge, so it'd be kind of hard to really figure out exactly where his body is at. Now, follow me here a little bit, right? In the early days, it was known as the PJP landfill, right, for Philip Brothers. And a political figure by the name of John Hanley and Paul Coppola both were involved with this, right? I mean, these guys, really, these guys were part of the Vito Genovese crime family. I know, some of you don't believe in all of this stuff. We'll go a little bit, you know, again, this is interesting to me. Hopefully it's interesting to you. Be great if somebody could actually come up with his body so they could put this thing to rest, write another 700 books, and we'd be done with it. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Oh, God bless America. We are back. Hopefully you're having a better time than I am. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved. Get engaged. I mean that sincerely. You want to be involved. You want to be engaged. I want to make sure you are part of the solution. You know what I'm saying? Not part of the problem. And most of you I know aren't. Most of you I know are on your game when it comes to knowing your politics, knowing who's who in the zoo, as they say. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the problem. Just want to see if you're paying attention. Being part of the solution. All right. I was having a little fun with this. Some of you may not be. Just let me finish it up, and we'll leave each other alone, I promise. Okay? But actually what I was dealing with was, Jimmy Hoffa. And some of you don't even know. Jimmy Hoffa. Who's Jimmy Hoffa? Right? So you'll have to go back and get the first segment for that. I'll finish this up in a minute. But anyhow, now it's coming to light. Because, you know, they didn't think they were ever going to be able to find this guy's body. But now it's coming to light that Hoffa, they know what dump he was buried in. Because the son of the guy who actually killed him and dumped him in there is kind of fessing up to what his dad said after he died. So he said when his dad was at the dump and they made a nice big area, because what they used to do with toxic waste, like, which is what they did, you know, being back in the 70s, late 60s and 70s, we were animals, right? We buried everything in the ground. We figured the ground would absorb it, suck it up. There wouldn't be an issue, right? Those big companies were making all kinds of money. And they figured if they kept paying off politicians, there wouldn't be any problem. Right? So there was a large hole, he said, that he saw being dug by an excavator. Wasn't the norm, but so they dug it. And they were burying all these, you know, you've seen them, the 55-gallon drums of waste and other things. And they were burying them in the ground. And they would mark the top of the barrels with what was in the can. In case they had to be dug up later or something, later on, somebody would know what they were all about. The one that Hoffa was in had no markings on it. Right? So anyway, they're in a landfill site. They put it all there. They've covered it over. And that is decades. I mean, think about that. Back in the 70s. So basically what he's saying is, soon, and I don't know why, because, you know, there's no statute of limitations of murder, but he didn't murder the guy, so maybe they can't do anything to him. He says there's 30 drums in that hole. Now, you'd think they would have found that when they were building that park. Right? So, he's going to disclose, apparently, all of this. He will eventually disclose to Jimmy Hoffa, to the police, about where Hoffa is buried. I think it's amazing. Like I said, they've been looking for this guy for decades, trying to figure out where he's been buried for decades. And then there was so much more to this story, right? One minute he's on the phone, but the next minute he's gone. 855 Real Joe. I enjoy this stuff. Tomorrow, if I can find the interview I did, we did an interview with a ex-mafia guy about President Kennedy, how he was shot. Who knew it was coming? How are we going to go down? And I mean, think about that. You had the Secret Service around him. He had all kinds of protection, and nowhere to be found. Nobody saw anybody to speak of. You know, you got one film that says one thing. You've got a bunch of eyewitnesses that say something totally different. You have a whole panel with President Ford that says something totally different. You know? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. We got some cuts from our buddy Jim Jordan on what's going on or what's going down there at the Clown Circus. Right? And this just gets better. We also have Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. He apologized to the impeachment witness for GOP lawmakers. Why? Because they seem to be mansplaining. I don't even know what that is. Right? I mean, everything has everything has a masculine spin to it? Is that what that means? It's just craziness. But we'll deal with that. The FBI also has reportedly sought to interview with the Ukrainian whistleblower. And they have a right to do that. Go ahead and stop them. Because, you know, the FBI, and this was last month, they requested an interview with the whistleblower. You know, again, some people think this is a true whistleblower case, but it's not. right? None of it falls within those guidelines. A source familiar with the situation told the AP on Wednesday that an agent from the Bureau's Washington field office reached out to the whistleblower's lawyers. The source added that it was clear from the FBI the whistleblower wasn't regarded as the target of any investigation, but he could have been a witness. Now, the witnesses to who gave it to him, who leaked that to him, because remember, the whistleblower is not an eyewitness to this, which means he had to get classified information for somebody who had no business giving it to him. Right? Now, the whistleblower, a CIA officer, filed a complaint on August 12th about Trump's phone call weeks earlier with Zelensky. Now, during the call, Trump pressed for investigations related to Democrat viable Joe Biden, it says in a complaint, his son Hunter, and the business dealings to that country. Now, look, here's the thing. What have the Democrats been doing for the last three years? What have they been pushing at? To find out how much infiltration, how much damage the Russians did in the 2016 campaign. They don't like what they're finding out. So they're creating all kinds of buzz and spin. Now we're finding out, apparently, it was the Ukrainians that were more involved in it. The Ukrainian corrupt government. And the people voted out that corrupt government, voted in the new president. And that, isn't that funny? So the new government is making the Democrats nervous over there in Ukraine because they're not going to be as easy to buy out or win over. Same thing like with President Trump, huh? Right? A non-politico. Someone who's actually lost $1 billion while being the president, while the others collectively gained billions of dollars in worth. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill said that U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland carried out, quote, a domestic political errand for Donald Trump. She also said that he was operating outside official diplomatic channels under direct orders from the president. Also, she was upset about the way Maria Ivanovich was treated by the White House upon her exit.
Well, I was very concerned about the circumstances in which her reputation had been maligned repeatedly on television and in all kinds of exchanges. I felt that that was completely unnecessary. And then on the second front, it was very clear at this point that there was a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine.
Testimony from Hill and David Holmes capped an intense week in the historic inquiry. Hill, a former aide to then National Security Advisor John Bolton, sternly warned the Republicans and the president to, quote, stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being involved, being engaged, being part of, right? I mean, everybody needs to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is get real facts. Please don't. Just don't spew the party line. Any party line. I don't care what party you're with. Don't just spew the party line. Please, please, please. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. So, I love some of the stuff that's going on right now. Jim Jordan and the rest of them. Now, they won't admit to it. I have friends in the Dem Party right now. It's almost like there's two sets of hearings going on. And my Democrat friends are listening to a whole different, a whole different organization or a whole different network or station or whatever. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I know why they don't want the, they're listening to their party, what their party's saying. We all do. I got that. But man, it's right there. When you have witnesses who have been asked several times, Do you believe that there was a quid pro quo? Nope. And then you have people on the left say, see that? We got him. What did he got? Your own witness say, no, there isn't any. They didn't feel like there was any. They didn't feel like the president was going down that road. How is it at that point that you believe that you have him? I mean, that's really delusional. Is anybody else on that but me? And the guy that's really giving him a run for the money, the guy that I just love this guy, which is, and you know who I'm going to say, it's Jim Jordan. He's really nailed them good. Now in the hearing, when he starts asking, now this one fellow he starts questioning on something the guy said was true and real. He said that that there was this call or what have you. This was Sondland. And then in Sondland's report, he left out the quid pro quo comment that he had that he didn't believe it existed. He didn't think it was a big deal. So why would you not, after everything that's going on, why would you not believe this to be a big deal? Let me see if I can pull this up, make it work. So this is Jim Jordan talking to Sondland.
When did what happen?
The announcement. When did President...
Let me start that from the beginning.
Ambassador, when did it happen?
When did what happen?
The announcement. When did President Zelensky announce that the investigation was going to happen? On page 14, you said this. Was there a quid pro quo? Today's your opening statement. As I testified previously, with regard to a requested White House call, White House meeting, the answer is yes, that there needed to be a public statement from President Zelensky. When the chairman asked you about the security assistance dollars, you said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did. They got the call July.
So the quid pro quo or the question or the phone call to make it happen, the meeting to make it happen, never happened. And he didn't see any reason why he even had to call it out. Because it never happened, but it's being alluded to all over the place. So that's why I say, I mean, how can you sit there with a straight face and try to tell me that you guys are being honest and transparent? It's impossible to do. Whoops. I knew that was going to happen. Here we go.
25th, they got the meeting, not in the White House, but in New York on September 25th. They got the money on September 11th. When did the meeting happen again?
Never did.
You don't know who was in the meeting?
Which meeting are you referring to?
The meeting that never happened. Who was in it?
You see how stupid that is? Do you hear how hilariously ignorant that is? Because they talk about it in the beginning of the hearing as if it did happen, as if it was pure fact when it isn't. And now they have to back away from it and they don't know how. They're stuck.
You know how Zelensky announced it? Did he tweet it? Did he do a press statement? Did he do a press conference? You know how that happened? I mean, you got all three of them wrong. They get the call, they get the meeting, they get the money. It's not 2 plus 2, it's 0 for 3. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. And you told Mr. Castor that the president never told you that the announcement had to happen to get anything. In fact, he didn't just not tell you that. He explicitly said the opposite. The gentleman from Texas just read it. You said to the president of the United States, what do you want from Ukraine? The president, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. I want him to do what he ran on. What do you run on, Ambassador?
Did you hear that? I want no quid pro quo. I want him to do what he ran on. I want him to clean it up. How do you have to pay somebody to help you misunderstand that? Because there's no way you can do that on your own. Seriously. But they do. It's just amazing to me.
Sondland?
Transparency.
And dealing with corruption, right?
That's right.
Mr. Castor raised another important point. Why didn't you put that statement in your opening statement? I think you said you couldn't fit it in. Is that right? You said we might be here for 46 minutes instead of 45 minutes.
It wasn't purposeful, trust me.
Wasn't purposeful?
No.
Couldn't fit it in a 23-page opener. The most...
Anybody else catch it? Just ridiculous this is. That comment flies in the face of what Schiff says is truth. And he didn't think it was relevant. He didn't think it was a big deal. I wonder whose side he's on. Because it ain't the side of the Americans.
It's an important statement about the subject matter at hand. The President of the United States in a direct conversation with you about the issue at hand. And the President says, let me read it one more time. What do you want from Ukraine, Mr. President? I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want this new guy, brand new guy in politics. His party just took over. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. I want him to run on and do what he ran on, which is deal with corruption. And you can't find time to fit that in a 23-page opening statement. You know what a quid pro quo is?
I do.
Just for that? Right? Looks to me like Ukraine got that three times. And there was no this. There was we didn't do anything. Excuse me, they didn't have to do anything. I've never seen anything like that. And this is when the call came out. Y'all remember this when the call came out? Everyone said, we're going to quid pro quo. There's going to be that was what was in the call. And of course, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Remember what the complaint said? Remember what the memo said of the whistleblower? This call was frightening. This call was scary. All those things. None of that materialized. None of that materialized. I yield back.
Anybody see that dumbfounded look on the ambassador's face? He had no answer. He had no comeback. He didn't know what to say because he couldn't say that. He could not defend himself at that point in time. Because he fought, again, he left out an important piece of evidence. He left out what the crux of this whole thing was about. And they think that they're being transparent. They think they're doing the right thing. This is why I keep telling you. In their mind, if they believe it to be true, it's true. If they believe it to be sacred in their world, then it's sacred. I just find it so amazing. I've said it a million times on this show. The dangerous part of all of this is the Democrats see us as evil. We are just evil people. We see them as ignorant. In most cases. I know some of you see them as just totally evil and useless. No human being is useless. You know, unless we're talking about Hitler and that type. But seriously, for them, this is a religion. Them being in charge, them telling you what's right and wrong, is a religion. Joe Basile, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot more of the craziness coming up after the break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. 9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I'm enjoying the music. Leave me alone. Double City, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, I mean, seriously, many of you who have reached out to me, you know, on the show and the topics that we do and that kind of stuff. You really, seriously, you need to understand that I'm not getting on your, I guess I am to a degree, I'm not really trying to get on your case, if you would. Okay, what I'm trying to find out, is, or what I'm trying to get across to you, is when you're out there and you're speaking to people, you're talking with people, you try to get them to understand your point of view, if you simply spew the party line, you don't get anywhere. I mean, really, you don't get any place.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Because it's, you know, they're all set up on the other side, just like our side is. They're all set up to push back. They're all set up to make sure that, you don't get a leg up on them, if you would. So that's why I tell you, some of you, I know you don't want to do it. You want to listen to, you want to listen to somebody like me, right? You want to, you want somebody to, for lack of a better term, you want somebody to spoon feed you. Okay? Not right. You shouldn't ask for that. It really, in all sincerity, you shouldn't ask for it. Because what you want to do is you want to be well-versed in it. And the easiest way to be well-versed in this stuff is for you to actually go look it up. Is for you to actually find something that you really can't stand that they're doing. Find something you really can't stand and get on their case about it. And get the facts that you need to fight back, to push back, to speak to. Because that's how you're going to win. Right? I mean, think about it. That's how you're going to win this ultimately. Otherwise, you're doing what they're... I know you do, some of you. You're doing what they're doing. And that's not right. I mean, seriously. It's just... You're playing into their hands. You're playing their game. And I don't think any of us, none of us, want to do that. Because I want to be all over their stuff. I want to be two steps ahead of them. And I want them to know that I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up, and I'm not giving in. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. God, I knew I'd lose myself on this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I'll do this other story, never mind. You know, every single day, we're hearing about, from the left anyhow, you're hearing about how they got us, right? They got us with this witness. They got us with that witness. What some people don't do is they don't go looking into, again, just what I just said, the facts of what's happening. Decorated Army Lieutenant General, who was on the Ukraine call, he releases an incredible statement. Schiff won't call him for a witness. I guarantee it. Right? Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg will never make it to that hearing to testify. It's not going to happen. Right? The Lieutenant General is the Vice President Mike Pence's national security advisor. He was on that call to Ukraine on July 25th. And he just released an incredible statement about the call. And you know what? You need to share this all over the place. And I say that because, again, you won't see this in mainstream media, which means there's only one station or one outlet that you might find it on. Now, he claims, a veteran, been around for a long time, he claims he heard absolutely nothing improper on the call, nothing out of place. His statement, beginning January 20, 2017, he says, I was privileged to serve as Chief of Staff of the National Security Council since April 23rd of 2018, I have served as National Security Advisor to the Vice President. In my role in the office, he said, of the President, he has, of the Vice President, I'm sorry, his job is to listen in, to advise, and let the Vice President know, or take notes, and let the Vice President know. Well, I won't say whether he's on or off, but if everything was within the confines of what it needs to be. He said, I was on a much-reported July 25th call between the President Donald Trump and President Zelensky. As an exceedingly proud member of the President Trump's administration, a 34-year, highly experienced combat veteran, I bet you they wouldn't call him a patriot, huh? Only the other guys who, the whistleblowers, they're patriots. This guy wouldn't be, right? He said, I retired with the rank of Lieutenant General in the Army. I heard nothing wrong or improper on the call. I actually have no concerns. Now, Miss Williams was also on the call. And she testified that she'd never reported any personal or professional concerns to me as well, he said. And I'm her direct supervisor. In fact, she never reported any personal or professional concerns to any other member of the vice president's staff. So here's two people, two true patriots, two true Americans, and they heard nothing that gave them pause. Absolutely nothing. But the whistleblower, who got it secondhand, he obviously knows what he's talking about. I just love this. In her testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Ms. Williams also accurately testified regarding the vice president's preparation for and the conduct during his September 1st meeting in Poland with President Zelensky. In her testimony, she affirmed that the vice president focused on President Zelensky's anti-corruption efforts and the lack of European support and never mentioned former Vice President Joe Biden or CrowdStrike or Burisma or investigations in any communication with Ukrainians. In my over 40 years in uniform and additional federal service, he said, I'm honored to serve this president and this vice president. Oh, my God. This is exactly why you'd never see him. He will never, ever be in those hearings. Now, hopefully, if the Senate takes up the hearings, this guy will be in. See, someone's saying that I'm wrong, and I don't know if I am. I'm not the expert here. I want it to go to hearings in the Senate. I want the Senate to take this on because I think all the right questions at that point in time are going to be asked. All the right questions are going to be dealt with. Anyway. So, again, I'm happy this guy came forward. I'm happy this guy wants to speak to this. And he's got all kinds of creds when it comes to what he's done for this country and how he served for this country. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Next hour, Dan Pillow is going to join us. Dan is the tax man. I've got to know him over the last 6-7 months. And he, you know what? He's a straight shooter. He's got a lot of energy. And he's not afraid of the IRS. He's not afraid to take them on in their own world, in their own backyard. First took them on at 19 years old. Can you imagine? I'm 60. I don't want to take them on. Well, did I just give away my age? I wasn't supposed to do that. Because I don't want to look a day over 29. Earlier this week, we heard how Chick-fil-A caved to the LGBTQ community. And don't take this wrong way, because I don't have all the answers. And I know Mike Huckabee and others went after them. And until you actually talk to somebody there, or we talk to somebody there, I would reserve judgment. Because this is not the first time this kind of thing has happened, and the left has misled us. Right? I mean, it was reported that Chick-fil-A would no longer be donating money to the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Right? The two groups who raked in millions of Chick-fil-A over the years, they have internal policies that just made members of the LGBTQ community nuts. And for years they've been calling for them to stop supporting anti-gay and lesbian groups. Now, I don't know any Christian organization that's anti-gay or lesbian. Or even transgender. Christian groups should love all human beings. Christian groups should love all of God's creations. Christian groups should not approve of everything that God's creations are doing, because there is sin in the world. There are things that people are doing that are wrong and against God's word. Shouldn't be supporting that. But we should be supporting humans. We should be supporting men and women getting the help that they need, whether it's mental or physical. But there's a lot more to this story than them just stopping to give to those organizations. Very common for big organizations like them to swap the money around, just switch it around every couple of years. So we'll see your host, Justin Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dan Pillow joins us in the next hour.